This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, August 14th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. It's been a long haul, dealing with COVID and lockdowns. We've been accosted by numbers and statistics. And last week, we talked about global warming and what we could do to lower our carbon footprint. Today, I think it's time to stop focusing on stats and numbers, ups and downs that cause us anxiety, and really just take a pause. Let's look around and see all the positive things we have around us beyond COVID and global warming. For those of us who've been double vaxxed and benefited from the protection the vaccine brings, and we're doing our share to lower our carbon footprint, we're doing the best we can to live well in our time. There are 1,440 minutes in each day. Aside from those hours we sleep, we have time to live. We can focus on the positive while we deal with day-to-day living. Yes, there are problems, but we most certainly can count our blessings while we're aware of what's going on around us. We can make up our minds to be happy. My dad told me, Marilyn, life is a dream. It goes by quickly, so enjoy your journey and its moments. We can choose to fill our lives with good moments, smiles, laughter, love. So regardless of what pain or negativity is part of our lives, we can opt into seeking the good. We can start each day with positive thoughts and make our blessings count. A friend of mine just became a grandmother for the first time, and it was lovely to hear good news. Did you know that each day 385,000 births are recorded? That means 273 births each minute of each day a life begins. There is joy in every minute if we stop to consider what's going on. It's August 14th, and in Ontario right now, there's an abundant harvest. Local crops of fruit and vegetables, too numerous for me to list. If you're interested, you can log on to Ontario Harvest Calendar, and you'll see what is coming and what is and what's been. Beyond knowing we have easy access to local fresh food to eat, there's a lot of good information on that website. When our eyes are bigger than our mouths, we can eat only so much, but we can also freeze or dry or transform the bounty into jams and sauces and other things. We're so blessed to have more than ample supply of what we need right here for ourselves. And it gets better. Despite COVID, we can venture to the country and pick our own. Where? Log on to pickyourown.org. Plus, there are so many opportunities to fill our moments with joy and pleasure right here in Toronto, in Ontario. There are walking tours, drive-in movies. On August 22nd, the 162nd Queen's Plate will occur. The Toronto Reptile Expo is also happening on that day. I've already seen the immersive Van Gogh exhibit and rank it as one of the best art exhibits of my life. Beyond Monet started on August 12th, and the Andy Warhol exhibit is now on at the AGO. I was amazed to discover music and comedy can be enjoyed on our own Humber River, August 20th to October 15th. The opportunities right here on our doorstep are too numerous to mention. There's something for everyone to enjoy. All we need to do is focus on the beauty and possibilities that are within our reach. I've posted the links to those websites for activities, harvests, and more under the sponsor expert list on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. You don't need to postpone being happy until COVID is conquered or we stop global warming. You can take charge of your life and make every aspect of it one that pleases you. The From a Woman's Perspective team, myself included, encourage you to seize your moments. Look around you. Be grateful for what and who bring you joy. Resolve to change what you can and live your best moment by moment, day by day. Your From a Woman's Perspective team will gladly answer your questions and guide you to make informed decisions from a woman's perspective. Our contact information will be given out during the show, but you don't have to run for a pen because it's also listed on my website, marilyns.ca. And you're always welcome to call me at 416-504-6777. So let's get started so you can learn from the experts from a woman's perspective. We'll speak with Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Senior Wealth Advisor Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, author of Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan to Be Financially Single Even If She's Not, joins us this morning. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Marilyn.
So what is our topic today?
Today we're going to talk about staying in touch with the family finances. It's common and practical for married couples to divide up responsibilities between them. And it's okay for one person to be primarily responsible for the finances or the investments. But what's not okay is for one of the partners to be in the dark. Let's talk about Rose. She and her husband, Don, were happily married for many years, had grown children and grandchildren, and they were living comfortably. Then, 2 years ago, without warning, Don passed away suddenly. In the aftermath, Rose realized she had no idea what they had or where it was. She and Don had talked about it once in a while, but Don always assured her that everything was fine, but he never really went into any of the details. Getting everything in order was really difficult. She had to piece it all together. Like many people, Don paid the bills online and for many things had switched to paperless. Rose couldn't easily access anything, and it took a long time for her to piece everything together. Not only that, but she was completely overwhelmed with losing Don. When people are overwhelmed, it can be hard staying focused and talking with advisors, lawyers, and accountants. One of the most important things that couples can do to make sure their spouse will be okay if one of them outlives the other is for both spouses to know where their household stands financially. If one spouse has the responsibility for managing the household finances or investments, set aside some time regularly, whether that's once a month or a quarter, to review your personal finances together. Have a list of your bank accounts, investment accounts, maybe even insurance policies. The list should include the institution the account is with and the account number, and if there's a contact person, who they are, and how to reach them. When you do the review, have a look at the balance in each account. Maybe compare to the balance from the previous review and get a sense of the direction things are moving in. It only takes a few minutes, but those few minutes on a regular basis can make a tremendous difference. In the end, Rose was fine, but she suffered a lot more anxiety than she should have. And I honestly believe if Dawn could have foreseen what Rose would have been going through because she didn't really know about the household finances, he would have done things differently too.
So basically, to me, it's like being a passenger and never driving. if someone wants to share the load, then when you go on a long trip, you both participate. And if one driver gets ill or is not able to drive, the passenger can take over. And with finances, I guess it's the same thing. If you can navigate and you can understand how to drive, you can get where you want to go without a lot of anxiety. Leslie, thanks for pointing that out. Now, if someone wants to talk to you about sharing responsibilities of finances and learning how to list what has to be done and basically understand so that a couple can be comfortable even if one passes, how do we reach you?
You can give us a call at 416-863-7501.
So if you're a passenger and you don't know how to drive, you can get a financial license of some sort when you speak to the Farwell Group, Leslie McCormick and Darren Farwell and their team. The phone number, 416-863-7501. Don't stay in the dark. Turn on the light. Get educated and informed, and then you're ready to handle anything. Thank you, Leslie. That was great advice, and I plan to take it.
You're welcome, Marilyn.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So a number of my patients have been coming in with concerns and questions about type 2 diabetes or maybe their blood sugar, they're getting some cravings. The kind of signs that I look for with patients, or sometimes they come in with, that might be a sign of blood sugar dysregulation, and there's about six of them I'm going to talk about. So the first one is excess belly fat. So when your body senses high glucose levels, it secretes more insulin, and insulin actually encourages fat storage, especially around the body. Now, sometimes we think of this as being a sign of aging, but it can actually be a sign of sugar dysregulation. The second issue is mood changes. Sometimes people feel if they haven't eaten for a while, they might get irritable have mood swings or even a burst of manic energy. Again, one of these things can be a sign of blood sugar dysregulation. Cravings, specifically for sugary fruits and those kinds of carbohydrates, could also be a sign of blood sugar levels imbalanced, as well as an underlying gut issue. So things that we look for, again, with type 2 diabetes. Some of my patients will notice a difficulty concentrating, and that's because we really need glucose to allow our brain cells to function optimally. I do have patients coming in with thyroid issues, so there is a link between insulin and thyroid health, and it's quite complex. So one of the things we look at definitely is blood sugar and thyroid relationships, and of course, female hormone imbalance. There's a huge complex relationship between hormones and blood sugar and all the different hormones that are affecting our body. But typically, the kinds of symptoms that we might experience would be anxiety, depression, insomnia, fertility issues, and many more. And of course, there's different kinds of diabetes. There's type 1 and type 2 diabetes. Type 2 is considered a lifestyle disease, so I focus a lot on teaching patients how to eat and using particular kinds of supplements and naturopathic techniques to help them balance their blood sugar. And next week, I'm actually going to talk about some tips to manage blood sugar levels for optimum health. So if patients have our interest in finding a little bit more about type 2 diabetes and blood sugar management, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
905-707-2001. If you want to deal with your health naturally, Dr. Betty offers a complimentary consultation. All you have to do is call her, ask your questions, get your answers, and learn what you can do for your health naturally. 905-707-2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to learning the tips about managing blood sugar next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Hearing loss is an important health issue, and it's often unrecognized and undertreated. A Canadian Health Measures survey indicated 40% of adults 20 to 79 had some hearing loss, and it was more prevalent, actually 78%, in people 60 to 79. Today's show is encouraging you to be grateful and take positive action. Fortunately, we have hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto to guide us to our best hearing. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So you are absolutely correct. Many people don't treat their hearing loss with much priority, and their hearing loss usually remains untreated for an average of 7 to 10 years. Now, many people we see who have been fit with their first ever hearing aids, at their follow-up appointment, usually get asked, was this what you were expecting from getting your hearing aids? Most of them smile and say no. They were actually expecting the process of getting hearing aids and becoming used to wearing them. That was going to take a lot longer. Most of them very quickly adapt to wearing them and are quite pleased with the results. Now, as you know, we usually talk about people that we meet who have purchased their hearing aids from various other suppliers and have never gone into the office for cleanings and adjustments. And when they come into our office with a problem of whatever magnitude, we take them through the educational process on how to maintain things at home and how often to come in for a cleaning and adjustment. Just by doing these simple things regularly makes a huge difference in the value that you get from your hearing aids. This brings me to my happy story for this week. We recently met a lady by the name of Julia. Now, Julia was brought in by her mom. Julia had a set of hearing aids that she had purchased, and she had been back several times, 5, 6, 7, 8 times, back to the clinic, and they basically did as much as they could as far as they knew, but she was still very unsuccessful wearing these hearing aids. When I did a check of the settings, I think she had worn them a total of 60 hours in about a year and a half's time. So she was really not getting anywhere, any success with those hearing aids. Now, what we decided on is we need to kind of revisit all of this and make sure that we get her the right hearing aids so that she can use them properly and make sure she can hear well and be comfortable at the same time. So we changed all the hearing aids equipment. We basically got her a custom in-the-ear model, and she is doing amazingly well now. She's able to put them in her ears herself. They're rechargeable, so she never has to change a battery, and she is very happy.
So basically what you're saying is that people can own hearing aids, but if they're not in their ears, they're not doing them any good. And 60 hours in a whole year definitely meant that Julia was not happy with her hearing aids. I'm glad that she's getting the use of her hearing aids now and that you were able to help her. If someone wants help either with their hearing or their hearing aids, how do we reach you?
The best way to reach us is by phone at 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. You can get your hearing checked, you can have your questions answered, and you can have someone deal with you that listens to your problems, answers your questions, and guides you so that you can hear your best 365 days of the year. Thank you, Edmund, and I look forward to a happy story again next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
I recently spent time with my great nieces, and the story of the little engine that could was part of our fun. Often we feel overwhelmed and not able to take action to get us where we want to be. When it comes to meeting someone new, our Cupid, matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, makes I can't into I can, and she joins us this morning. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So it's interesting because one of the hardest things about using our service and, you know, ultimately joining a matchmaking service is picking up the phone. And I will often have people that pick up the phone and they say, you know, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Maybe they're widowed and they haven't dated in 40 years or, you know, they've gone through a bad breakup and, you know, they've waited a year or two and they're ready to move forward. But they're very sort of overwhelmed by the possibility of getting out there and dating. And I always say to people, like, you've done the hardest thing. You've picked up the phone and you've called us. The rest of it, we're going to make as easy as possible for you. So we're going to, you know, write a great profile for you. We're going to go through your photos and find the best ones and make crop them and make them as appealing to people as possible. We're going to be on the phone every week being an advocate for you. So the people that you meet are going to be good candidates that we've carefully screened. So the hardest part of the whole process is picking up the phone. Once you've picked up the phone and you've made that call to us, we can make it as seamless and as painless as possible. And people will say that to us after their match. They say, I just can't believe, you know, it was so easy and that you people have been there for us and you've taken me through this process that I thought, you know, seemed so overwhelming 6 months or a year ago.
Well, I know you've been doing this successfully for over 25 years, and a lot of people are hesitant to meet someone new. They may be ready, but they feel they can't. And I understand that you do the A to Z of all of it. There is a possibility to meet someone new. Age is not a barrier. And your happy stories week to week have definitely shown that everyone has someone out there if they give themselves the chance to meet someone new. So if someone wants to talk to you and you can be their little engine that says they can, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is pick up the phone. If you're calling from Toronto, it's 416-777-6302. If you're not, we have a toll-free number on our website, and we also have local numbers for Barrie and London and KW and Ottawa or Kingston or wherever you're calling from. So visit our website, mistyriverintros.com. There's a wealth of information as well on there. I get often asked the same questions again and again, so I've written a blog about different questions and different concerns people have when they come on board. And so give us a call. If you find just picking up the phone a little bit overwhelming, but you have questions, you want to know more, we have a talk feature on our website. You can type your questions into there, and you're speaking to an actual person. It isn't a computer you're speaking to, so it'll be myself or one of my colleagues, and we can answer any questions you might have.
So if you wish you could, and you're hesitant, the first step is making a phone call to our Cupid matchmaker, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Her number, 416-777-6302. Her website, mistyriverintros.com. You can, if you try, be grateful that you're alive and you have the opportunity and are ready to welcome someone new, and the rest will be easy because Cupid will help you. Thank you, Linda. I look forward to a happy story next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Now Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip, and then we'll talk vagina with Dr. Faye Weisberg of the FemRenew Clinic, followed by our deal of the week for property north of Toronto from realtor Melanie Martin, and there's lots more to come. All of it from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team right here on Zoomer Radio.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, award-winning family physician, women's health expert, and author of the Canadian best-selling book, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. Thank you for having me here.
It's always a pleasure, and congratulations on the best-selling book. I enjoy reading it and rereading it.
Thank you so much.
So what are we speaking about today?
Well, what I wanted to talk about was the fact that in medicine, we really have lots of people on our team. We've got the doctors, we've got nurses, we have nurse practitioners, we've got the government, we've got schools and public health. But we also have a really important partner in terms of pharmacists. And I think pharmacists across the country are playing a bigger and bigger role in healthcare. I wanted to share with you, Marilyn, that I published an article this month in the Canadian Pharmacy Journal with the pharmacist named Ross Sayuki. And Ross is the editor of that journal. And we published an editorial talking about the pharmacist's role in the prevention of HPV cancers. And what this really is all about is the fact that people often access their pharmacies even when they don't have the option or it's more difficult to access their doctors. And pharmacists across the country are doing more and more immunization. We certainly have seen this with COVID. But we also know that pharmacists can immunize for other diseases and other issues. And so we're encouraging people, if they can't get to their doctor, they may want to talk to their pharmacist about getting their immunization up to date. And whether it's talking about HPV immunization or immunization for shingles, the idea is to get yourself protected. The sooner, the better.
Well, you always give solid information, and you're an award-winning family physician. So advising us to talk to our pharmacists and to look for that immunization in a pharmacy is interesting. But I love your book. It's on my night table. I refer to it, and I'm happy that people can empower themselves to be healthy and age well by having your book, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. I have signed copies at my store, and I'm happy to fulfill the orders. But where else can we find it?
You know, Marilyn, it's on Indigo and it's on Amazon.com and .ca. And as the local bookstores open up, you can certainly ask your bookstore to order it. I think the important point is for everybody to be educated. And as I said, when I think about pharmacists, we're all on the same team. And it's team patient. It's you're the center of the team and you want to get the best advice, the best care that you possibly can. And so it may be at some point that you want to access the pharmacist as well as your family doctor. It's not either or, it's both of us, it's all of us.
So The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, 8 proven ways to keep you vibrant, happy, and strong. It has advice on sexual health, menopause, vaccines, telemedicine, and more. And all you have to do is either call me at 416-504-6777 and order a copy or ask for it at any bookstore. You'll be glad that you did. And thank you, Dr. Brown. I look forward to learning from you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn. A pleasure.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot, right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
As time passes, our bodies show signs of aging. We're not shy to talk about treatments for our skin, but when it comes to vaginal issues, often women don't speak up. The good news is that one can rejuvenate their vagina and vaginal health can be maintained. Here on From a Woman's Perspective, we're grateful to have gynecologist Dr. Faye Weisberg of the FemRenew Clinic to talk vagina, and she joins us now. Good morning, Dr. Faye.
Hi, Marilyn. You know, you say vagina just rolls off your tongue now. It's so good to hear.
Well, you know what? I get thank yous from listeners that who call for your number who say it's so refreshing to be able to talk vagina because normally it's something that's taboo and they blush. So thank you for creating this platform and being part of the From a Woman's Perspective
team.
Well,
thank you. It's great to be able to have a place where we can talk about it safely. And you know, the last few weeks, I've noticed that more and more patients are coming in to see me and saying, why don't women know about this? Why can't we get the word out? And that's the big question, why? So women don't want to talk about vaginas because it leads to talking about sex and relationships and I don't know what else. But, you know, thank goodness that we have this opportunity to say when we age and as our body changes, so does our vagina. And that's not good because it leads to problems like urinary frequency and feeling like you have to avoid all the time. Plus, intimacy becomes painful and often left to the side. And it's like the tumbleweed going down the hill leading to relationship problems. And we need to say, women, please, like, let's talk about it, talk to your friends, talk to your doctor. We can fix this in an easy, safe, non-hormonal method. And that's really the basis of the FemRenew Clinic.
Well, tell us about the Mona Lisa Touch, because I don't plan to buy incontinence products anytime soon.
Yeah, so the Mona Lisa Touch is a laser machine that was came to Canada in early 2014, and it was developed in Italy by a gynecologist, a dermatologist, and a pathologist. And it's a safe local treatment that resurfaces the vagina. So similar to all the fancy laser treatments that we do on our bodies and our face, this is a local treatment in the vagina. And the treatment is about 5 minutes. We do three of them 6 weeks apart, and it resurfaces the vagina to come out. And the end result is a vagina that is before menopause. You have feeling, you have strength and integrity and collagen and fibroblasts and blood flow. And it really revolutionizes women's lives that have the treatment in a very safe, non-hormonal method. Because, you know, women, as we emerge from the dark ages of the COVID pandemic, hopefully, they want a new lease on life. And one of those is to rejuvenate their bodies, their sexuality, their intimacy, and their vaginas. And it's a very exciting treatment. And it continues to excite me because the results are so great.
And obviously, we can avoid hormone therapy and we can deal with our problems. And as you said, this offers a solution for women. Now, you're a gynecologist. Do we need a referral?
No, I am a gynecologist, but for FemRenew Clinic, please, you can call. You can reach me through the website. I am conveniently located at the York Mills and Yonge subway line, so at the corner of York Mills and Yonge. And we can get women in quickly. I can start with a phone call, whatever makes women happy. But it's time for women to start talking about this. This is a serious situation, and I think that I see when sexuality and intimacy and bladder problems and vagina problems take over, and we don't need that to happen anymore.
Women don't need to suffer silently. There's a doctor. There's the FemRenew Clinic and our Dr. Faye. She's happy to speak to you, and I have your number, 416-924-4666. Here's an opportunity to talk about what worries you and hear what the answers are and get your solution. All you have to do is remember, FemRenew, Dr. Faye Weisberg, 416-924-4666. Dr. Faye, thank you for speaking again and talking vagina here, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Okay, be well. Enjoy the hot weather.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
I started today's show pointing out the bounty our Ontario countryside houses. Beyond food, there are sunflowers, fish in our lakes, idyllic places we can enjoy. We have a realtor, Melanie Martin. She's an expert for properties north of Toronto, and she joins us with her deal of the week and more. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, as always, I'm on the hunt for a good valued property or something that is a great getaway for anyone that wants to get out of the city, either to move permanently or maybe to have just a weekend getaway. So, Marilyn, today I found a property that has actually 800 feet of riverfront on the Nottawasaga River. This is a small home, probably close to 90 years old, so it's going to need some help. But it does have detached garage, a detached barn, and this property is 5 acres. So not only do you have 800 feet of waterfront, you're on a nice, well-maintained paved road. You're only about 25 minutes to Barrie. So it's just northwest of Barrie. This property, as I say, is priced at $739.9. But what I want to get across to people is I look at these properties, and just because I say it's $739.9 does not mean that's what it's going to sell for. The first thing we do is we shop around and say, if this is more land value than a property with a real turnkey home, then we're going to value it perhaps a little more on the side of vacant land. So we look around at properties that are around 5 acres in the same township. My feeling is that this property is overpriced, but I think after being on the market, almost 3 months now, this seller will probably be open to offers, I would think. So I just wanted to tell our listeners, we don't always look at the top price. We look at what is the value of this property, and we come in with an offer.
Well, when you say we, it means that you hold the hand of your client. and you are finding great deals. Now, at $739.9 for 5 acres with an almost century home, with a garage and a barn, I was thinking you left $1 million off the front at least, and you're talking about lowering the price. So you obviously have your fingers on the pulse of the market. If someone wants to talk to you about their dream home, moving to the country or finding a cottage, and explain exactly what they want, how do you help them find their heart's desire?
Yes, please call me with any questions on any property that you might find of interest. Call me at 1-800-357-4193.
1-800-357-4193. You can escape to the country. You can leave the city behind for a short time or forever. It's all up to you. But the fact is, you'll have someone guide you to the perfect property if you speak to Melanie Martin. 1-800-357-4193. Thank you, Melanie. You didn't let me down. You brought a great deal of the week, and I look forward to hearing another one next week.
Yes, I look forward to that as well, and you have a wonderful week.
Thank you, Melanie. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. And then we'll get our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach, and learn from Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile, and speak to accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center. So lots more to come with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now I'm back as Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. Today's show is about being grateful and focusing on the positive. So if you're like Anita, and you have a full closet of clothes and feel you have nothing to wear, take another look. But first, print off my closet organizing instructions from my website, marilyns.ca. Read it and then do it. Start by sorting all the clothes you never wear from those you wear. Hang the clothes you love to wear back into your closet. Then take a second look at what you don't wear and determine why not. Your never-wears are a trove of information. For example, Anita had a loose, long t-shirt dress. For years, it was something she slipped on as soon as she got home. It was her loungewear, it was her robe, and it had been presentable when she had to go to her door as well. Now it was threadbare. It just took space in her closet. As she held it, she realized it could go. She put it aside and planned to cut it into soft cleaning rags. The short pocketed red swing dress that was already in her closet was doing its job just fine. You probably have heard the expression, look good, feel better. Your clothes need to feel good and make you comfortable and help you look your best. When they don't fit all aspects of who you are and what you need them to do, don't feel guilty about releasing them. Some people have items they have never worn with tags still on them in their closet. Perhaps retail therapy gone wrong, a bargain price, but not your best buy. Rather than hold on and take up space in your closet, donate them to a good cause that you support. The things you won't wear, someone else may love and enjoy. Anita ended up with 3 bags to give away. One to work on. It held a shirt and pant to hem, and a white shirt she was going to refresh with colorful buttons. Anita finished and knew that her clothes in her closet were things she'd love to wear and would use. She had a list of items she needed to replace to complete her wardrobe. She ended up organized, focused, and happy. Her closet was lighter, and her heart was uplifted, knowing she was helping others as she helped herself. I can't review all that you need to do to organize your closet in this Wardrobe Doctor segment, but I can help you and advise you beyond the show at my store, Marilyn's. If you, like Anita, have an overabundance of clothes, be grateful you have it and know that when you're willing to deal with it, you can make your wardrobe work for yourself and also create a good circle by helping yourself and doing a good deed for others. I love being the wardrobe doctor, and I'd be happy to be your wardrobe doctor. My offer to any woman listening is to help her organize her closet and pull her best look together. It would start with a phone call. All you have to do is dial 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. We'll chat, we'll get acquainted, and we'll go from there. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll chat with Christine, the health coach. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Marilyn has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Marilyn's online store. Now you can shop from home at marilyns.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marilyns.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Marilyn's.
Just before we speak to Christine, I want to remind you that Dorothy Mizot is doing her Golden Girls Canada workshop at 12:30 today. If you're interested in home sharing and you want to participate, give her a call at 416-550-4015. That's 416-550-4015. Now, our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach.
Good morning, Marilyn. This week, I'm going to speak about the importance of physical activity. Physical activity refers to all the movement we carry out throughout the day, such as doing housework, bringing in shopping, walking to work, exercising, or playing a sport. Evidence continues to mount that being physically active can benefit both body and mind, as well as reducing the risk of many diseases. Here are 9 proven benefits of regular physical activity. Helps to maintain a healthy body weight, lowers blood pressure, decreases the risk of heart disease, lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes, reduces the risk of certain cancers, increases muscle strength and function, improves bone health and strength, helps to promote positive mental health, and reduces the risk of dementia. So for more information on how to get yourself started on a proper exercise program and nutrition, call me at 416-809-4084, or you can visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
416-809-4084. Ask your questions, get your information from Christine, the health coach, and you'll never regret it. Thank you, Christine. Look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
From a Woman's Perspective has experts to help you deal with most aspects of your life. When it comes to downsizing and moving, there's none better than Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. And she joins us now. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. Well, we've certainly had another hot and humid week of August weather. Our clients are all double vaccinated, and so are we, but no one wants to let our guard down as we eye the fall and potentially a fourth wave. We continue to be cautious, still following all the public health guidelines so everyone stays safe. My happy story is about Peggy this week. We'd started to work with her last summer as we helped her with her downsizing project, and then we resumed again when things began to open up. This week was Peggy's long-awaited move into her newly renovated lifelong lease suite that she purchased in the spring. Peggy's thrilled with what we were able to accomplish for her, and everything's now in its place. All her boxes were taken away, her art was installed, and she's so glad to feel settled in. Yesterday, the remainder of her donations, and just a small amount deemed to be junk, got picked up and properly disposed of. Now the house that Peggy had called home for 36 years is being painted and staged to go on the market. Peggy was smart. She started early. She picked her new home carefully, and we navigated through most of her downsizing process and move when and only when the COVID numbers were low. Her renovations took a little longer than expected, so we adjusted our packing and moving schedule so that any stress Peggy did experience over delays was not because of us. Our dream team aims to please, and Peggy, like many of our older clients, told me she couldn't have done it without us. Another seamless move successfully completed, and another happy client who's starting this next chapter with familiar and professionally organized beauty around her. Lots of donations going to people who need them, and a very small amount going into landfill. It's all good. Before I go, though, today, I wanted to let everyone know that with your help, Moving Seniors with a Smile made it through the Toronto Star Readers' Choice Award nominations process, and voting began on Thursday. You may remember we came in first last year and second the year before. We have some stiff competition from larger companies this year, and we really need your votes. If you have a moment, please help us out by going to the Star Readers Choice Awards webpage, and you can cast your vote for us. Moving Seniors with a Smile is listed in the Professional Services category in Services for Seniors. We really appreciate your ongoing support for our small business, and we gratefully look forward to safely overcoming any of your downsizing or moving hurdles. Best of all, we do it with a smile, and so will you.
Well, congratulations, Lori. I'll make sure to vote for you, and I'll
put a
link next to your name and the sponsor expert list, and a big congratulations to Peggy. Happy to hear that she settled in with your help, and I wish her the best of luck in her new home. I always appreciate hearing your happy stories because moving can really create anxiety and people feel that they can't cope, and you definitely give them the help they need when they need it. So grateful to know you. I'm sure Peggy is happy, and congratulations again. I hope you get voted number one again this year. Toronto Star Reader Choice Award. Senior Move Manager Lori Bell under Professional Services, Senior Services. I hope that gets you a lot of votes, Lori.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's good for small businesses to get these little boosts. So thank you so much for all your help with that.
You're welcome. And if you wish to speak to Lori and talk about a move and you can plan ahead, all you have to do is call her at 416-697-8106. That's 416-697-8106. Thanks again and best of luck, Lori.
Okay, thanks, Marilyn. Have a great week.
You too.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Now, someone whose expertise is to help shed light on hazards in our homes and then offers us customized solutions is accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center. And he joins us now. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And this week, I actually got a call from a client, and his name is Matt. And Matt asked me, what do you mean by hazard? What's a hazard in your home? Because you always talk about the total home safety check, but I'm not too sure what you mean by identify the hazards for accessibility. So I just want to take a moment to share with the listeners what I mean by a hazard. And it could be something as simple as your bathtub. Now, I think a bathtub is a hazard if you're starting to lose your mobility and you have no safety in place to get in and out of the bathtub because it's so easy to slip and fall, and something as simple as a grab bar can help you with stability to get inside and out of your tub. And sometimes it's not enough. Sometimes you have to make a cutout into your tub to lower the step, and we can do that as well. And ultimately, sometimes you have to remove that bathtub and put in a nice walk-in shower with no step to make your life a lot easier and hazard-free. And this can go for anywhere in the house. Maybe at the entrance door, you might have very steep steps. And if you don't have a railing in place, that's a hazard. So we can easily put a railing on the wall or put it on your steps to make sure you have something to hold on to or if it's getting way too difficult for you to even navigate the stairs, we can install a ramp, or we can install a porch lift. There's so many different options. So on the Total Home Safety Check, we go through your house room by room, or whatever the hazard is, and we come up with solutions on how we can overcome them. So, I mean, you can live in that house for as long as possible, and that's always the goal.
Well, I know that you coined the expression the forever home, and it's your objective that if someone wants to stay there, they can stay there forever, and you make it possible. I did want to tell you, though, that my friend's 18-year-old son slipped in the bathtub. So grab bars and safety mechanisms for tubs aren't just for people who are older. Tubs are hazards.
100%. And I guess it's just a negative stigma, because when you hear the word accessibility, you automatically think it's maybe for a senior, but it doesn't have to be. It's for anybody, and anybody can fall. Anybody in the world, Marilyn, even myself. I've had my close calls, and luckily, because I'm in the business and we have nice grab bars that don't actually look like grab bars, I install them myself in my own bathtub. So they're always great to have, and you're always thinking, how can I be the safest so I don't have that fall and wish and have regrets of not doing something so simple and something that doesn't cost so much money.
So if someone wants you to come out and identify the hazards in their home and offer them customized solutions, how do we reach you?
So call me at 647-206-6409.
647-206-6409. I'm grateful to know you and have you on the team, because getting rid of hazards and staying safe is a wonderful thing to do for a living, and I'm sure it makes you happy. Do you have a show special for us?
Absolutely. So if you are interested in this Total Home Safety Check, where we identify the hazards and give you the solutions, this actually comes in a full package, so I will give you a full written report with pictures so you know how much things are going to cost when we go through this whole assessment. It's usually $89.95. And I'd love to give it away for free for the first three callers this week.
647-206-6409. Call Daniel. He'll come out. He'll give you a Total Home Safety Check. And if you're lucky, you'll be one of the first three callers and have that for free. It's priceless to be safe in your home and achieve a forever home. It's possible with Daniel Wiskin and his team of the Total Access Center. And Daniel, just before you run away, you mentioned the very light foldable electric wheelchair. Can you just tell us quickly what it's about?
For sure. So if you have trouble getting out and you want to go shopping or you need to get to the train, this is a portable electric wheelchair. There's two options. You have one that weighs 30 pounds, one that's 58 pounds. And like I said, it folds up in less than 3 seconds. And you can put it in the trunk of your car and take it with you. It's a foldable, powered electric wheelchair. It's unbelievable. We have them in stock, and I'd be happy to show them to you if you're looking to see them.
So a travel buggy, you can try it, and then if you love it, you can buy it. Again, a good reason to call 647-206-6409. Daniel Wiskin, 647-206-6409. Remember, Total Access Center, the website will show you work that they've done before. Then you can be grateful that there are good people in the world who can help you make your forever home possible. Thank you, Daniel, and I look forward to a happy story next week.
For sure. Thank you.
Once again, time to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. I hope this show's information and expert advice makes you feel empowered to take charge of your life, to seek answers to your questions, and take action confidently once you know what you need or what you want. Please make up your mind to focus on good things. Discover what you can do and then make your best effort to accomplish your goals. You'll definitely have satisfaction knowing you tried your best. I've added a list of places to go and things I want to see and enjoy on my current to-do list. You can do the same. My website, marylins.ca, has the contact information for your From a Woman's Perspective team. And just below it, there are the websites for what you need if you want to do something or harvest something or just visit the country. Every day, every moment of your life is a gift. You can choose to sleep or worry through it, or you can choose to be positive and view the glass half full. You can create the time for the people and places that you enjoy. Look around you and make the most of what and who you have in your life right now. Life is to be lived, so do your best to let go of the past fears you may have and enjoy your now. Keep your eyes and ears open for the opportunities life affords you. And when you need help, know the From a Woman's Perspectives team are here for you. We welcome your questions. Our contact information is listed under Sponsor Experts on marylands.ca. Or I'll remind you again that you can always call me at 416-504-6777. One phone call or one email and you'll be empowered to make informed decisions. Please plan to join us next Saturday at 8 here on Zoomer Radio. In the meantime, feel free to reach out to us and move forward the best you can in your life. Focus on the positive and be grateful for the good you have in your life. Reach out when you need us and do stay safe and be well until we speak again from a woman's perspective next Saturday morning. Bye for now. Take care. And yes, be positive and grateful and you won't go wrong.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.